I can, I suppose, only go from my own experience of working with the refugees that have been based in the Mulwar Woods since April 2022. I know that there was a contract change with the Mulwar Woods back in May, and up to 59 international protection applicants have been housed there since then. And there's kind of been a gradual turnover as Ukrainians have either left or been moved on by the department, that they've been replaced by other international protection applicants. So I guess the announcement late yesterday and the coverage of this direct provision centre for a lot of people in Milford, it might come as a surprise, but for a lot of people, I think that it probably won't, because they know that the Mulwar Woods has been used as an accommodation centre for refugees, either Ukrainian or international protection, for over 2 years now.
But obviously, there can be difference whether it's right or wrong in the public's attitude to Ukrainian refugees and international protection applicants from elsewhere. As it stands, do you know how many IPAS people are in Mulwar Woods?
No, I don't know the exact figures, Greg. Like, again, from working with them, I'd estimate that there's probably somewhere in around 100 there at the moment. And obviously this contract for the next 2 years is to accommodate up to a maximum of 150 people across 32 rooms, I might add, which is an average of 5 people per room. So that's what we're looking at the minute. I suppose you have been speaking, or Helen Grado has been speaking, to Deputy McLaughlin about this, and I would agree with him on a lot of what he has said. You know, as elected representatives, there was no consultation around this, but I mean, again, this has been in place since April 22. And, you know, we were just notified of this last week via email of the 2-year contract. And it doesn't give us the opportunity to highlight the issues that are on the ground here in Milford with regards to additional pressure being put onto schools, onto healthcare, and onto public transport, as well as other community amenities.